Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a friend and we go through the top 5 of a topic of my choice. And this week, it's grand final week, so I'm talking footy. And when it comes to talking footy, I'm talking to Danny McGinley. Hey, how you doing, Danny?
Hey, yeah, good. Great to be finally on talking footy. It's been a lifelong dream.
I can't believe I'm hosting a footy show. This is all I wanted to do. This is all I wanted to do with my podcasting career, and it's finally happened.
It is fun, man. I recommend it. You should, like, there's not enough North Melbourne supporters in the footy media. Well, so you need your voice out there.
Well, the North Melbourne supporters in the media can't say they're supporters. So it's Damien Barrett.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep. And then there's, so this is who the comics are who support North Melbourne. So yep. Chris Franklin.
Yep. Marty Sheargold.
Greg Fleet.
Yep.
Yanni.
Yes.
And me. That's the five.
There you go. That's not a bad five. If that was a lineup at the Comics Lounge, you'd give that a go.
Well, that could be a lineup at the Comics Lounge. But if we all got together, it's a toss up between me or Yanni. Who's driving everyone? Like, it's like three of them are very much cut from the same cloth, and then there's me and Yanni.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, you could do a Zoom meeting. You don't have to have a designated driver. That could be fun.
And Tim Rogers is also a North Melbourne supporter.
There you go. Well, there's also, Ricky Ponting?
Yep.
The most Ricky famous one.
Peter Siddle.
Okay. Yeah, not bad.
Now, for listeners who are overseas, which there are a few of you, so we're talking Australian rules football. We'll pretty much say AFL. This is this thing that's happened lately that everyone calls any Australian rules football AFL. I heard, I don't know, even commentators are doing it now, like, oh, your AFL club when you're growing up was such and such, and it's like, Coburg Lions, they're not an AFL club, like, let's get that, anyway.
Yeah, and a lot of people do get pretty angry about that, the pedants, but there's so many other things to get angry about. Why waste your energy?
Right. So, I am a North Melbourne supporter, as we've established. Danny, you are a Western Bulldogs supporter.
Yes, Footscray Football Club, trading as the Western Bulldogs. We had our name changed about 23 years ago, and I'm still not over it. I think it's such a terrible name.
Because North Melbourne changed our name to just the Kangaroos.
Yeah.
And they tried to sell them as Australia's team, and everyone went, nah, we're right. We don't need that.
We should also point out that the Bulldogs and the Kangaroos are pretty much the two least supported clubs, so we are very trendy people.
What made you support the Bulldogs?
My parents are migrants, so they didn't have any affiliations or anything.
Yeah.
And we got a few hand-me-down jumpers and stuff. And so I actually went for Collingwood for a couple of years. I think I dabbled in Carlton.
I'm mates with your brother, Hugh, supports Carlton. Or doesn't really support football, but like Carlton's his team.
That's right. I think, he got one of those jumpers. And then when I turned 8, I wanted my own jumper, not a hand-me-down. And Mum went down to Kmart and the Footscray jumper was the cheapest one. So there we go.
See, I support North Melbourne because my dad goes for Carlton. And up until 6, I was supporting Carlton. Mm. And then a friend in kindergarten, Tony, supported Richmond. And he said, "Nah, come support Richmond." I went, "All right." And I went home that day and said to Dad, "I go for Richmond now." And he went, "All right, it's your choice." And that night, Richmond were playing North Melbourne in an Ansett Cup, so pre-season.
Oh, wow.
And North Melbourne absolutely flogged them. And Dad was like, "That's your team." And I'm like, no, I go for the other team. And he goes, "Well, you can't change more than once. That's it." And I went, "All right." And so, but his brother
went for North Melbourne.
That's
an interesting rule. Yeah. Because I've got a controversial opinion that I think you should be, I think you can change teams. A lot of people say it's the worst thing you can possibly do in footy, but no, there's active reasons I think you should be allowed. Like if a friend or relative starts playing for them, or you can marry into a diehard family of another club, or and this is the most common through my friends, if your club took part in a doping scandal and denied it and then got caught giving drugs to their players, and you know, you don't want to support that organization anymore.
My brother did exactly that. He supported Essendon, and this is who we're talking about. So Essendon, in what, for what, 3 years it was under investigation.
Yeah, yeah. When all, like, because if you compare them to the rugby league club Cronulla, who also got caught giving banned substances, but Cronulla went, yep, you caught us, sorry. Yep, yep. We won't do that again. They got banned for like 6 weeks, but within a year, they won the grand final. They were back. Like, it just was like, yep, yep, we admit it, we did it, we'll move on. Whereas Essendon denied, passed the buck to everyone, fought it in every court, and they've never recovered.
So my brother moved to Adelaide, was going to Adelaide games, and then when all that kind of happened, he went, oh, I can't go for Essendon anymore. I'm going to go for Adelaide. I'm enjoying it. Makes me more popular in the office. If we're all going for Adelaide, yeah, great. We'll do that.
Yep.
So
that's
he's
fine.
Now a Crow supporter, which this year, not so great. So what we're doing in today's episode, we're counting down. Now, we're doing two different lists. I'm going to go my top five AFL moments just throughout the whole season, not just this year, going all the way back. And Danny, you are going to look at top grand final moments.
Yes, top five grand final moments that have nothing to do with, that weren't a passage of play, weren't anything to do with someone holding the ball. These are all events that happened around. So, and I'll give you the backstory on this. I actually have just written a segment for Channel 7. They're throwing us all ex-employees bones. And I did a copywriting job where I pitched about 15 of the best off-field moments, and Chemist Warehouse was sponsoring it. So that, and they, I did that thing where you pitch about 15 ideas and most of them are crap. So they hopefully choose the ones you want, but they chose the crap ones. So
I get the good ones.
You get the good ones. These are ones that I actually love.
Yeah. It's like when Channel 7 dumped Hamish and Andy and then they went on to do their other stuff and they, Channel 7 like, oh, we had them. We let them go.
Yeah.
Great. All right. So my number five, and this is a good one, I think, if you're not into football at all, this is a story that you'll go, how the fuck did this happen? Which was when Gary Hocking changed his name by deed poll to Whiskers.
Yes.
So this was in 1999. So Geelong Football Club at the time, they're now a bit of a powerhouse when it comes to their finances as well. They're a very profitable club, but they were in $7 million debt. And so the cat food company Whiskers came on board and said, we will pay the club $100,000. 80% of that goes to the club. 20% goes to the player, Gary Hocking, if he changes his name to Whiskers for one game. And so Gary Hocking, who, by all accounts, loves his club, but he's not an outlandish player or personality at all.
No, not at all. I've actually done a sportsman's night with Gary Hocking and he's told this story.
Yeah.
And he said pretty much the club CEO begged him and said, look, if you don't do this, we might go under. So he went, yeah, all right, sure.
But then the AFL came on like over top of him and said, no, we're not printing his name as Whiskers in the footy record. So he was just left at number 32 for the footy record.
Oh, really? Did that? Has anyone ever seen that? Did they just scratch his name from it?
Yeah, because they would print it that week and it was announced early in the week. And so they just didn't put his name in the footy record. They just had number 32. And then they had something underneath it explaining why they were not allowing him to do this.
Well, and I think so it sort of worked out well for everyone. The AFL got to take the moral high ground. Geelong got their money and Whiskers got talked about. Here we are 21 years later.
Yeah. But the other great Gary Hocking footage is him slipping, eating a sausage roll out of a food truck and banging his head at some like kids, like they were doing a training session for kids. And yeah, he's having a cheeky break and he just cracks his head open. It's a very funny footage.
Remember when footballers could eat sausage rolls?
Yeah,
now they're all just roided up athlete automatons.
So,
not
so that is
personality.
That's my number five. My number
that's
five,
good.
Gary Hocking changed his name to Whiskers.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.